If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Finally, Friday is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. If you'd like to help out Major Spoilers, allow shows like this to continue, go over to members.majorspoilers.com for more information. Well, I think that's a good place to go ahead and get this week's show started. Hi, everyone. It's Stephen Schleicher, and welcome to Finally Friday. I know for many of you, it has been a very, very, very long week. Some of us, the days seem to go by very quickly, but still, things continue to, I don't know. I'm still super sick. I don't understand what's going on with this. I've been taking the medicines. I'm not a big medicine person to begin with. But I've been taking the medicines, I've been doing what people have recommended, and I still can't shake this thing. The problem is, I get super tired when I'm this sick. I can't hardly even stay awake. And I thought maybe I'd lay down for about a few hours today, and I did, and man, I still, just everything is just blah. So let's see how long we can keep this show going today. This is a show all about you. I have prepared nothing, there are no guests today. But I figured I cannot keep canceling Finally Friday shows because I've been sick. So here it is today. So this show is all about you, as it always is. It's your chance to call in and share your thoughts about anything and everything that's going on. The number that you need to call is 785-727-1939. That's 785-727-1939. Or if you are on Skype, you can just reach out to me at Steven_Schleicher. So where are you going to take us today? Are you going to take us on a grand adventure to tell us all about your favorite television show this week? Are you going to talk about a bit of comic book news or movie news? Maybe you went and saw Big Hero 6. I went and saw Big Hero 6 last week with the family. It was a great time. I didn't cough as much in the theater as I thought I would. But everybody in the family enjoyed it, from the youngest, who's just over 3 years old, about to turn 4 in April. My wife really enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. Everybody enjoyed it. It was just a fantastic movie. And if you get a chance, go see it. The Disney animators have done a fantastic job. I know I talked a lot about this on the Major Spoilers podcast this week, but it is a fantastic movie. And if I had the energy and the time, I would go and see it again this weekend. Tomorrow, I'm not seeing it tomorrow because we've got the VIP live stream for our gold members over at members.majorspoilers.com. So if you are a gold member, join us at 2:30 p.m. Central Time, and we will get to chat with you. I don't think I'll have the Skype line open next week or tomorrow because we've got so many people involved in the live chat. It's going to be Brian and Rob and Rodrigo and myself, and trying to get a headset set up for each of them is going to be a little bit more difficult than usual. So please check it out, and we'll have a chat room open, all of that good stuff. The Great NATO is saying, hey, you're not on Alpha Geek Radio again. I know. I can't get this stupid butt system to work to send out a live stream. And the problem is, you'll be able to hear me. There's no problem hearing me on the live stream. But for all of you who call in on the Skype line, it's not pushing through. And I've done everything. I was going through again today for about an hour, testing out a couple of different configurations. Nothing will work. So I haven't been able to get a hold of Todd. But possibly next week I'll get a hold of him, and we'll get this knocked out. Who's this on the Major Spoilers hotline?
This is Becky. I'm one of your contributors.
Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, no, I have emailed you plenty of times, but you've never actually heard my voice.
Okay.
So.
What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm calling about some games I'm actually reviewing next week. I just want to give people a heads up. Because,
oh, okay, Becky.
You know,
what is next week? Is next week Dragon Age? Is that what you're looking at?
Dragon Age Inquisition, that is one of them. Okay. But I do want to mention that in a moment, but there's another game coming up called Never Alone that I really, really want to push to people.
Okay.
It is going to be available for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. And it is, you'll be able to buy it through the arcade or Steam.
Okay.
And it is developed by the first Native American gaming company.
Oh, cool.
Yep. And it's a story about a little girl and her pet fox who need to save her village from a snowstorm.
Oh,
and
cool.
it's based off of a story that's been handed down for centuries. I can't pronounce the name, but it's one of the Native Alaskan people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it said like over 40 elders and other people within the community were contributed to the development of the game. And it just looks incredible.
It does. I'm putting up the images right now in the feed that I did on the search. And this animation looks fantastic. Is this the actual gameplay that we're seeing? I mean, it just is. It's crazy, man.
There are a few parts. Like, I think in the videos that you can see, but there's also like talking about just like developing, and there's a lot of really cool information on the site already about getting like why Native Americans are turning to video games to tell their stories.
Ah.
And all sorts of things that went into the involvement of it. And,
Whoops. Are you there? What happened? Becky, are you still there?
Hey, I got you now. This is Jimmy.
Well, hold on just a second. Let me, bring up Jimmy real quick.
And the two-player mode allows you to be both the fox and the girl at the same time.
Oh, that's cool. Sorry, we lost you.
Yeah, so when I saw this and I was getting ready to get all set up to claim my review for it, I was thinking this might be something that you might want to try playing with Mason.
You think? What's the price on it?
It is $14.99.
That's not too bad. And like I said, he likes the Xbox One stuff. That's what we have upstairs, but these graphics look fantastic.
Yeah, it's on the current system. Sadly, it's not on the PS3 or the Xbox 360. But I knew that you had the system, that's what I was thinking. It might be something that'd be fun to play. It looks to be all ages.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just really looking forward to it. I mean, like, they have actual people from the tribe doing the voice work.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, just all sorts of things like that. It's just super cool. And I know that you're very big about promoting smaller companies. And,
you've
always done that with the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw this game, I was like, no, this is something I believe in, too, and really wanting to support that. And so I wanted to let people know that it is coming out on the 18th, the same day as Dragon Age Inquisition.
Okay.
And I'm really nervous that that Dragon Age is going to eclipse it. And I was like, I really want both games to do well.
Yeah.
And well, they're two Dragon completely Age, different games.
I don't think that there's going to be any problem with Dragon Age. I mean, a lot of people are.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not worried about Dragon Age. I was worried about this game because this game looks incredible. And I'm going to be playing both games for reviews for the site. And when I initially heard that the games come out the same day, I was like, oh no.
Well, like, the nice thing, one thing that I do like about, the Xbox One is the store, your Gold Member store where you go in and you can purchase these downloadable games is really good about putting the new stuff right up front. So, you might see Dragon Age right next to the other one. And people will be more inclined to click on it because it's going to be $14.99 or $18.99 as opposed to Dragon Age, which is probably going to be $80, $70.
Yeah, no. The the basic, like the standard version of the game new for Dragon Age is going to be $60.
Ugh.
I bought the special, like, you get extra stuff version. I don't remember called it. It's not like the super deluxe version, but like, because that is like, I think like 120 or something, because you get like a book
and
other stuff. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I just want a few extra goodies, a few extra sets of armor. What's making me nervous is that I didn't really want to look at reviews. All I wanted to see was how long it was taking people to get through the game, because I have to work my real world job around, you know, doing my reviews. And up until now, I've been reviewing manga and anime, and that's fairly simple. I mean, you know, maybe a trade might take me an hour to read, depending on the length. But, you know, a video game is something completely different.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've been nervous because I saw one person say they it took about 85 hours to complete the game.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And I'm just like, what kind of gamer are you? Were you doing the bare minimum, or were you trying to be a completionist and then realized that you weren't going to be able to do the completionist thing before your review needed to be turned in?
I'm not a big fan of games that wrap up in 20 hours. You know, I'm not a big fan of the game that, you know, you spend $60 on, and then within 20 hours, it's all over.
That is something I don't like either. But what surprised me was that when I played the first two games, both of them averaged around 40 hours for my first playthrough. And then later, depending on how many side quests I did, or if I wanted to do a bunch of crafting, that would, of course, make it longer.
Right.
But, so I'm like 85 hours, and I'm like, but what kind of gamer are you?
But
he didn't really say, and I didn't really want to read too much because I want to do my own review based on nothing else I've seen in terms of reviews. But I was just like, you know, this is going to be great for me just playing, but for trying to review it, it was just like, oh my gosh.
You try to get the basics down when you're reviewing a game, you know, what's the gameplay like, how quickly does it move, those kinds of things. What are the big glitches? So, I mean, don't think that you have to have the entire game played before you review it, unless you want to. Some people actually go to the end and say, well, the ending was really disappointing. In the case of, what was the one a few years ago where they had to go back and basically rechange the ending for everybody that complained. You get through it and you if it's fun, right? And give a recommendation to other people.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really excited about both games. And I've been excited about Dragon Age pretty much since I finished Dragon Age 2, and I played it only a few months after it came out. And so I've been waiting for Dragon Age, well, we've been calling it Dragon Age 3, but also Dragon Age Inquisition. I'm part of the fandom.
Yep.
And I was just like, so I've been looking forward to this for years.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will check it out. I bought Lego Batman 3 this week. But I haven't taken it out of the box, haven't given it to Mason, because I'm thinking I just want to hold off for it for a Christmas gift. But I don't know if I should just be nice and give it to him early or not.
The whole entire question of both your love of Batman and your love of Legos.
And
how are you going to resist the pull of both?
Especially when there are so many, when there are so many playable characters in this, what they say, like 135 playable characters. And Mason, he just loves going through and unlocking the characters and saying, oh, I finally unlocked this. And then he'll go around and play it. I mean, with the most recent Marvel Lego game, he would just sit there and he would go through quests just so he could get Groot, just so he could unlock all the Guardians of the Galaxy. So I think he's going to have a lot of fun with Batman 3. What I might end up doing is giving it to him as an early Christmas present, because he's going to be off school for like a month almost for Christmas break. And that'll keep him busy while Dad does other things. And maybe I can even hook up. I got this adapter to record directly from the game, to record video.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get some Mason plays videos out of this.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look into it recently. I do know some of my friends do that for their PS4s. My PS4 is fairly new,
so
I haven't had a chance really to even look into any of that stuff. And so it's not as high as a priority, but I do know people have been doing that. And that's pretty cool that it's not limited to just PC gamers anymore.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to be getting myself a gaming PC probably next year around the time that I get my income tax refund back. But that's still, you know, a little bit ways off. So.
Yep. Cool. Well, Becky, thank you for calling in today. You're doing such a great job writing the reviews over on the site. I know everybody loves the Sailor Moon reviews that you're putting up after every new one is released. So keep up the good work there.
All right. Thanks. You have a good day. And I really hope you feel better soon.
Man, I hope I do, too. This is getting really kind of bad. I thought I was feeling good earlier this week. And then, it hit me again yesterday. I barely made it through yesterday's recording of Dueling Reviews and went to bed right after that. And then it's just been, ugh, and I don't like the ugh. So let me see if I can call back the person that I hung up on and see if we can get them back on. Sorry about this. For some reason, it defaulted back to auto answer, which is fine. I don't mind that. But for some reason, it doesn't automatically add people to the call.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Jimmy. How's it going?
Hey, Jimmy, I'm sorry about hanging up on you. For some reason, the way the auto answer works is it doesn't automatically add you to the voice call. It puts the other call on hold. So, sorry about hanging
up. Gotcha. So, how's everything going today?
Good, good. What is new with you?
Well, I was calling about Gravity Falls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's see. The most recent episode of Gravity Falls, was that the people that mind wipe?
Is that the most recent, or was there a new one? There's been at least one episode since then.
Oh, okay. So there must be one that's still waiting. The most recent one we watched were the people of the all-knowing eye or whatever they were that would go in and erase everybody's memory.
Yeah. Yep. That was an excellent episode. What do you think about how dark season 2 has been so far?
I like it. I think there should be more shows like this. And even though it's a kid show with some fun that adults can have in it, I really like that it has these kind of spooky moments in it, and I like that, especially in the case of the one with the wiping people's minds with Old Man McGucket, or whatever his name is. It is kind of sad that here he is the one that, spoiler alert, he's the one that created this society, and sadly he's the one that had to wipe his mind because he just couldn't deal with the things that he was seeing in the community, so... I really do like kind of those dark aspects of it. I guess the new one is all about Seuss, right? That's the latest.
One that was about Seuss dating a girl, Seuss and the Real Girl.
Yeah, there's
and then
Seuss and the Real Girl.
Last week's episode brought back Blendin Blandin, the time traveler guy
Got
Her Pig.
Oh,
and
man,
that one is also about Seuss. Yep.
I've got to see that because I love the time travel aspect of it, of course. This show is really good. I just wish they would do it more than one episode a month, because that's what it looks like they're doing is now one new episode each month, and that's what you get, and that's all you get. And that really, really disappoints me, because this is a show that, you know, even if they did it two times a month, I would prefer if they did it weekly. There's a lot of mystery in there that they are really stalling on because we can't have weekly releases of it. And I just... You know, I want to see what happens next. This is such a fun show, even when they're doing an episode all about Mabel and her love of the sock puppet guy.
Right. Now, you know, is it the production team that's slow, or is it Disney dragging their feet?
I think it's Disney is who I'm going to point the finger at, because back when Mason was really into Phineas and Ferb, they did the same thing, where basically it was... once a month or once every other week, they would release the 15-minute show. And then once a month, they put those two 15-minute segments together into one new episode. So I think it's just the way that Disney does it, where they just repeat stuff until they think enough of their viewers have seen it. Then they release the new one and they repeat that. I totally think it's the network and not the animators. Because this stuff, they could crank out very quickly. There's nothing super... complex about what's going on.
Right. And Cartoon Network is kind of doing the same thing with Adventure Time right now, where over the last 3 months, we haven't had any sort of a consistent schedule on Adventure Time. And apparently apparently we're going to have 4 new episodes in 1 week over Thanksgiving week across 5 days.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
As excited as I will be during that week, I kind of would rather have an entire month of new Adventure Time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what they're thinking is. Maybe I'll try to reach out to somebody at one of the networks and talk to them about their release schedule. I've got a couple of I definitely have a contact over at Nick that we can talk to and kind of get inside their head there.
Excellent. Have you watched Rick and Morty?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, there was in the end of that episode with the, I'm blanking on the name of the society too, but the Secret Eye Society in Gravity Falls. There was actually a crossover, an understated crossover with Rick and Morty. I don't remember if you guys picked up on that on the site or not.
No,
did
I
you
didn't
hear about that.
No.
Do you remember at the end of the episode, Grunkle Stan had the big machine going,
right,
with the big portal, and he lost a coffee mug, a notepad, and I think a pencil through
yeah
it.
Mm-hmm.
And in an episode of Rick and Morty from almost a year ago, probably, there was a portal, because Rick and Morty go through a lot of, you know, dimension hopping portal type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a portal that opened up where what came through it was a coffee mug, a notepad, and a pencil. And it was the exact same ones. It had the question mark for the Mystery Shack and everything.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's so funny. I have no idea if, like, that was planned all along, or if the Gravity Falls people did
maybe
that
a little bit
because
of,
they thought.
Yeah, it could be just a little bit of both, where people are having fun with one another and just saying, hey, wouldn't it be neat if, you know, years and years ago, before Marvel and DC were doing their official crossovers that they would do, there's these series of comic books that came out every year around Halloween, where people would go to this Halloween parade, and in it there would be these crossovers between Marvel and DC superheroes that were really kind of, you had to be paying attention to see them. We haven't reviewed them on the site in a long time. I was going to write an article about it, missed it this year, obviously, but it's really fascinating to see these very subtle crossover nods that go on. I forget what the show is, one of the late night shows, where he was doing something funny about a salmon shooter or something, where it shoots these fish up the river. And he's like, oh, I wonder what would happen if we did this here and where they would land. And he does it, and then they cut to all of these other late night shows with the salmon flying in and hitting the host. And Letterman and Carson used to do that a lot back in the day, too, where Letterman would be in New York and he'd hit a baseball, and then they'd cut to Johnny Carson on the set and it'd come crashing or rolling onto his desk, and then Johnny would pick it up and throw it back. And you'd had to watch both the shows to see that happen. So I do like it when they do that. But no, I haven't watched Rick and Morty, so I don't really know what that show's about.
Yeah, I definitely would not watch Rick and Morty with your kids, but I do highly recommend Rick and Morty.
It is Adult Swim, so yeah, I probably won't be doing that. Looks like they have all the episodes up online.
Yep, they're actually all available on AdultSwim.com.
Cool. All right. Yeah, cool. Neat. Well, I will have to go and check those out. I better stop this before it starts.
Sounds great. Well, good talking to you.
All right, Jimmy, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being one of our spoilerites.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Have a great week. Bye. Thank you so much for Becky and Jimmy for calling in. 785-727-1939. That is the number that you want to call. There's another television show that I've been watching, like Gravity Falls. I was trying to think about what it was. Slipping my mind at the moment. But it's also captured everybody in the house that we want to watch it again and again and again. So if you are on Skype, you can give me a call, Steven_Schleicher. Let's see, what does it say here in the chat room? If I remember right, Microsoft made a lot of noise about how Xbox One would be easy to record video and stream from. Any experience with that? No, I haven't, although what they do is it's not really so much capturing, you know, like an entire gameplay like what Zach does with Zach Plays, more so as it allows you to capture like 30 seconds or something and then quickly post it, or do a live stream with Twitch and send it out on the Twitch channel. I've watched a lot of people play via Twitch, but I haven't done anything myself because, you know, I suck at gameplay. But it is there, and it is an option, and it does work. I don't know if it's the biggest thing in the world. I don't know if it's internet cracking, but it's certainly certainly something that people are using. I just don't use it that much. But I think with Lego Batman 3, I think I will give that to Mason as an early gift if he's good. He's got to get good grades and behave at school. And then we'll see about recording some games, some gameplay with him on Lego Batman 3. What else is going on in the internet? It looks like Christoph Walsh might be playing a Bond villain in the next Bond film. I did see that today. But other than that, I don't know too much about what's going on. Joe is on the phone. Hi, Joe. Where are you going to take us today?
Hi. So previously you were talking about cartoon shows, and recently I've gotten back into Star Wars again, and I watched all of the Clone Wars animated series, and then I started reading a lot of the books, starting from the Darth Plagueis, which was like Palpatine's master, and I've been kind of going forward, like I've already read like some of the apprentice things with Obi-Wan Kenobi and his master, and now I'm starting Anakin and Obi-Wan, and I'm skipping over some things. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna read Darth Maul or not, but like I'm trying to get through most of the expanded universe stuff, like up to the point when the movie comes out.
Okay. Well, you do know that none of the expanded universe, unless you're talking about the new expanded universe, is in canon anymore.
Yeah, my dad made a joke that they're probably going to destroy Vulcan or something like that, Star Wars equivalent.
Yeah. So do you, what is fascinating you to get into all of the Star Wars stuff right now? Just the fact that the new movie is coming up?
Yeah. I guess I was just kind of I heard about Clone Wars, but I didn't know if I'd like it, 'cause it seemed like it might be like too kid oriented, but then I just sucked into it.
Yep.
And like, just some things I don't like about it, but I thought I really liked just the way they were able to do storytelling. Like, there was no like intro sequence and ending sequence, just like cut into the action, and every episode was like this longer story. And I'm comparing that to Star Wars Rebels, which just started airing, and that's a lot different. There seems like there's going to be an overarching story about like the formation of the rebellion, but it's a lot more like every episode is a self-contained story arc with a little bit of character development.
Mm-hmm.
And like, have you been watching that?
No, we haven't. I think that was the show I was thinking of. We subscribe to it on the iTunes, so we get the new episodes when they release, but we just haven't sat down to watch it yet. It's either been wrapped up with soccer in the evening or podcasts or whatever. So we've really only been able to keep up with Gravity Falls, but we're very interested in seeing it. Mason really wants to watch it. We haven't even finished the unaired season of the Clone Wars yet, whatever that was, sixth season, I think is what it was. So we need to get through that as well. But yeah, the Rebels looks really kind of interesting. I looked at some early stuff that they released from the very first episode, that whole chase sequence bit. And that kind of turned me off for whatever reason. I looked at it and I was like, really? Is it going to be like this? And so I think that's my hesitation of jumping in, because it felt more kiddie and more comedy than the Clone Wars did. And I really loved what Clone Wars was doing throughout that show. So I was kind of disappointed that it looked like this, for lack of a better word, lesser show was replacing Clone Wars.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I've watched all the episodes so far, and there's a lot of, like getting into fights, like kind of like brother and sister kind of squabbling things. Mm-hmm. And seems a little bit more humor oriented. So yeah, it's definitely not as serious of a story as Clone Wars. So you might not like it. Maybe if you wait for like the whole season to come out, you could cherry pick some of the better episodes, because they're not that linear. Like, they don't really rely on each other so far.
Okay. Well, that's a little odd too. That's the nice thing I liked about Rebels, or I'm sorry, Clone Wars, is that the episodes kept building on one another, and the events in one could have a big impact on things that happen down the line.
Yeah, like they introduced one set of characters that might come back, but so far it's been fairly self-contained, just the crew aboard this Millennium Falcon ripoff.
Yeah.
And they just do a different adventure every week. But, you know, I guess the main thing is the Sith Inquisitor that's chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a spoiler, but like he's like an interesting villain. Like, so there's two antagonists that are kind of chasing after them, which I guess are the main recurring characters. So I guess if there's ever like a true face-to-face confrontation instead of just this hit and run stuff might be interesting as well.
Yeah.
But that, I guess that's not really what the rebellion does. The only, you know, I guess it's all building up to the Death Star, right? Is when they actually do something big.
Yep. So I'm sure that will play a role. And I heard that C-3PO and R2-D2 are regulars now. Are they, or is that not the case?
No, they had a cameo, but, that was weird.
Like first or second
episode? Seemed like they might join the crew, but they got dumped off.
Oh, okay.
So
I just have to be careful because, you know, I still have my, Empire press badge here that I have to be super careful about, saying anything bad about the show because they, might come and put me through the re-education center.
Yeah, from what I saw in the Clone Wars, it's not a pretty place to be.
No, definitely not. Well, we'll give it a chance as soon as we catch up. Thanksgiving's coming up in a week or so, 2 weeks from now, I guess. And so I'm sure we're going to have plenty of time to get caught up on that. So I'll check it out. I'll see what's going on with Rebels and see if it's as good as what people are saying.
Okay, great. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling, Joe. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right, bye. Thank you, Joe, for calling on that. And, there's a lot of things. You know, I actually have two Lego builds that I did. Oh, man, it was weeks ago before I got sick because they should have all been released right now. In fact, it was, I think, the first weekend that Star Wars Rebels was airing. I did two Lego builds, one of the Phantom and one of the Ghost. And I just haven't had time to put them together yet because I've just been, every time I sit down, I'm just like, I'm so exhausted. So I've got that. There were supposed to be a 3D printer, two 3D printer builds, time-lapse builds that should have gone up, and another want list that are all going up that we're all getting ready to. I think I'm going to make some time on Sunday, regardless of how I feel, to at least get two of those videos done so that you guys can watch them next week over at majorspoilers.com. 785-727-1939, that's the number to call. So glad that we have so many new people calling this week. Also good to hear from the regulars. Where are we sitting at? We're about 20 more minutes to go before I have to run and go pick up the kids from school and start evening activities. I don't know what your evening activities are, but usually for me it is pick up the kids, start their dinners, get their dinners ready, homework time, because we do make them do their homework, or at least Mason do his homework as soon as he gets home so that he has more time in the evening. And that usually involves a lot of whining and fussing and yelling on everybody's part because he doesn't like doing the homework. He'd rather goof off and play. And then, of course, eating dinner, bath time, watching TV shows or playing in the toy room, whatever that goes on before they head off to bed. And Mason, he has to read books in the evening when he's going to bed. And he is almost done with Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. I think that's a grade 4 book, but he's in second grade and he's advanced enough to where he can read that. I think he's had some fun reading that book. I'm not really sure. We watched the movie when he was about halfway through the book. We watched the first movie, and afterwards I questioned him. I was like, is this like the book at all? And he's like, no, this really deviates a lot from the book. But he continued to read the book, and I saw in his pile of books that he had the second book. And he said, hey, if I get through this book, can we watch the second movie, the Sea Monsters one? And I said, sure, and so we'll see if we get to that Percy Jackson book or not. So, are you guys familiar with Percy Jackson? I wasn't too impressed with the Lightning Thief movie. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was anything spectacular. And I don't know what all the hubbub is about. But maybe you've seen it. Maybe you've read the books and like them. I've never knew about Percy Jackson until a few years ago when it first hit my radar on the movies. But then again, I'm not familiar with a lot of things that people who are 20, 30 years younger than me are into right now. 785-727-1939. Jawin, Jason, had asked a question earlier. Steven, start a discussion about Constantine because it's surprisingly good. Or so I think. It's been really I've been really enjoying it. Yeah, it is really good. Jason, you should call in and talk about it. We've talked about Constantine a couple of times on the Major Spoilers podcast, and at least on one Dueling Review episode, Matthew and I had a discussion about it. I think it's a good show. I'm worried that there are so many supernatural-type shows, including the show Supernatural, that that people might start saying that, oh, it's just another one of those type shows, like Sleepy Hollow, like Supernatural, that it might start to get lost in the shuffle. Plus, it's on NBC on a Friday, and I think that also may hurt it in the ratings. I haven't looked at the ratings for last week's episode yet. It seems to be holding steady. I've kind of stopped watching Gotham. It's there, but I was watching it the other night, and it was like, well, let's kill some people. And it's like, well, that's probably not appropriate, at least for the youngest to be watching. So I'm not watching that right now. Probably the only shows that I'm really watching are The Flash and Constantine when we get around to it. I am caught up on that show. In fact, I think I mentioned on a previous episode of one of our podcasts that the episode where they were doing the mining episode where the spirits of the mines were coming up and killing people, spoiler alert, that is the same location that they use to film the quarry episodes of The Walking Dead. This all takes place in and around Atlanta where their shooting is at. And I'm almost positive that those two locations are exactly the same because of the, just from some of my knowledge of the area and knowing that they're shooting there, that those two have to be the same location. So it's kind of interesting to watch Constantine and see some locations that if you're from the Atlanta area or you've lived in the Atlanta area, that you can pick up on pretty quickly. Let's see. You've probably talked about this before, but I haven't heard an answer. How are you feeling about the quality of the items you're getting out of your 3D printer? Well, I don't want to talk about it because I've got to finish shooting this this piece so that I can so that I can have some fun with you guys on it. And I was hoping to have it done on Halloween and have it up, but of course being sick and everything. But the printer is actually doing surprisingly well. For those of you that were following the Twitter feed and everything, I was just having a problem where I probably was having about a 10% success rate with the 3D printer. And then I did some little magics, and now I'm hitting about 95% success rate on everything that I'm printing. In fact, man, I do not have it here. Some of you, I know I've shown it on Finally Friday in the past, the PAX Beast. Let me pull it up here really quick so you guys can see a picture of it. This was a piece that someone posted on Thingiverse that he was doing for PAX East, the PAX East Beast, and he 3D printed it and threw it up on Thingiverse. And I grabbed it, and I started printing it out, and that's when I was having all of my problems. I printed out everything but the antenna, or actually, I got the antenna printed, but I wasn't able to attach them to the sculpture. But then I handed it off to John, and many of you know John from A Critical Hit. He goes around to the conventions dressed as Randus. And I handed it off to him, and I said, you know what? How about you do whatever you want to do with this, and just paint it up, since he likes painting miniatures and building little action figures that look like something else. And I gave it to him, and about a week later, in fact, I just got it the other night. That's why it's not in here in the office, but it's out at the Critical Hit table. He just did a fantastic job on this print. And I think what we're going to do is just give it away to somebody in a contest here in the coming week. So keep looking out for that. But I printed off some things yesterday that I was 100% sure was going to fail. It worked fine. So there you go. There's your answer to what's been going on with my 3D printer. Who's this on the phone line?
Hey, Steven. It's Nato. How you doing,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Nate. Good. How are you on this Friday?
Tired. I just got home. Getting ready to... Okay, so first, we have to start a petition to recall our Ebola Major Spoilers Health Czar.
Ebola Czar's that.
Because after talking to you last week, all three of my family members got sick.
See? It's so contagious. It's kind of like The Ring, you know, 24 hours after listening to me on a podcast, you're going to get ill.
Yeah, so I'm home right now, and I have a big project going on this weekend, so I'm home taking care of the family and then heading back to work tonight. So, fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, anything on your mind today?
Oh, I wanted to, I actually crossed over into the next-gen console realm last week.
Oh, yeah? What did you get?
So I got a PS4.
Excellent. Do you like it?
Yeah.
That's the one I mean, we've got both of them. We got them last year. I decided, well, you know, I know I'm going to be unemployed here pretty soon, so let's go ahead and splurge and get both systems. We've played the Xbox One more because it's upstairs. The PS4 is downstairs. But I really enjoy the PS4 a lot.
Well, I had a PS3 before, and like GameStop was doing this great thing last weekend where they give you any, basically any PlayStation 3 that you had, you got $125 trade-in value towards a PS4.
Whoa, that's like 25% off the PS4.
Yeah, it was $125. I was like, okay, and plus I had 20 games.
Wow.
So right there, it was like $200 for the PS4 for me.
Wow. That's really great.
Yeah, it was a good deal. So I was just like, I don't know. And so I went and got it. So I played Destiny for like about 30 minutes, an hour. But I've been so busy the last 2 weeks trying to get stuff done. And like tomorrow I have another event that I have to work at for the school, so it's just busy. So
I know
that's kind of neat.
I've got Destiny. I haven't even played it yet. It's been sitting on the console for 2 weeks, 3 weeks now, and I just haven't cracked it open to play it.
I played Defiance. It feels like Defiance.
Oh, okay.
The gameplay of it, Defiance is more of a third person shooter. This one's it's first person.
Yeah.
But the little guided person that travels with you and different aspects of the game, it feels more like the Destiny the gameplay. But
cool.
Yeah, so that was kind of neat. And then lo and behold, I also when I bought it, I was like, oh, you know, that Batman 3 Lego thing, that looks kind of cool. Let me get that in the whole package. Well, when I picked it up, I got a minifig.
Oh, that's mine. I didn't get the minifig with it. I wanted that because it comes with a Plastic Man minifig.
Yes, because with GameStop, you get a Plastic Man minifig if you picked it up with them. So,
well, that's what I did. I bought it from GameStop. Of course, I didn't pre-order. I just walked in the day of, and I was like, "Oh, do you guys have Lego Batman 3?" And she's like, "Yep," and handed it to me. And I was like, got home, and I was like, "Wait, I thought this was supposed to come with Plastic Man." So,
yeah, I got one of the little Plastic Man dudes. So that was kind of neat. Everyone, cool. And the guy, it was funny. Everyone was like, yeah, no one wants this one. Everyone's just like, I'm like, yeah, the extra ones. I know people that may want them, but
yeah, I'll take it. In fact, I may go back. Mason has decided that, and I don't understand the thinking behind this. I was like, GameStop's buying back the Skylanders figures, right? And I was like, well, buddy, why don't you go through your Skylander set and pick out the ones that you don't want to use anymore or that you don't like, and just keep the ones that you've really powered up and leveled up. And then that way, when the new version of the game comes out, this trap keys or whatever it is, we can go and sell a bunch of them, and that'll help pay for the trap keys. Well, I made him sort them out, and then I said, well, we're going to wait 2 weeks, and then you can go back through the box again and make sure that those are for sure the ones that you want to get rid of, and then we'll take them up there. And then 2 weeks later, this was on the 30th of October, he goes through again, and he dumps all of his Skylander figures in the box, and he's like, yeah, I just want to sell all of them. And I was like, oh, so you don't want to play Skylanders? He goes, yeah, I like Skylanders, but I probably won't play the previous games anymore. I'll just play Trap Code or Trap Keys or whatever it is. And I said, well, you know that you can play these figures in that new version. He's like, yeah, but I just don't care. And I've already bought the Skylander set for him for Christmas. So I'm like, ah, you kid. Ruins all the great surprises.
Oh, it's funny because it's really interesting, the process, going into that buyback thing.
Yeah.
Because it all is a supply and demand thing. I mean, I had a Cars game, right, that was worth more than the first Batman Lego game.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, first Batman Lego game was, like, I think I got, like, $4 for it, or maybe, like, $2 for it. And then the Cars game, they gave me like $7 for it. And it's like, well, you know, it's limit, you know, it's hard, hard to find and people want it. So bam, that you get more of a trade. And of course now they'll mark it up to $20, but you know, that's the name of the game. But it was really interesting going through that whole process. And the cool thing is now that I traded all the games in and did all this stuff on my GameStop power thing. Now I can get a, I also bought another controller. They have a Sony PlayStation charging station. So I have enough points now to get a charging station. So I'm like, woo, set up. And then what we're going to do too is my son, a lot of his friends played the PlayStation 4. So kind of letting him kind of borrow it for right now. But they actually have a PlayStation console thing where you can play it, but leave it in the same room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Play it on another TV.
Yeah, in fact, I bought the Vita. We've got a PS Vita. And it allows you to do the thing where you can play the game on your Vita, but it's actually being run through your PS4.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know. But this is like an actual box you plug into like another TV.
Oh, okay.
So you actually, the console,
that may actually
basically
be
the remote. Yeah, so actually the remote, and that you're like in front of that TV with the remote, and then that box links up to the actual PlayStation in a different room, so you can play it on a different TV.
Is that wireless, or what? How does that work? Network?
I guess it's wireless, or from what I'm guessing, it's either Bluetooth or wireless. I really haven't gone into it, but I haven't looked in the price and whatever, but I was like, ooh, that would be perfect, because then I don't have him, right now, he wanted to play with his friends last week. So I let him, put it in his room and play it because I wanted to watch, TV. But
it'll
just be easier. I'm like, okay, yeah, turn it on. You can play it, and it'll be staying in that one in the living room and he'll be in his room playing with his friends. So it's pretty cool.
I think that's what we need to do, because I've got the PlayStation 4 is hooked up into the home theater. So really, I have to turn off all the lights, have the home theater fired up, and then I play Resogun, which I totally love. I'm addicted to that game. But I think if we had that system to where we could just flip it over upstairs on the TV upstairs, I think that would work really a lot better.
Yeah, they mentioned it. I was like, that's really cool. They had them at GameStop. I was like, oh man, not right now. So, the only other thing I had was for some reason, I am extremely enjoying Constantine or Constantine. Let me say that right again.
Well, Constantine is what they call it on the show. And Matthew has admitted defeat. And said that he will call it Constantine as well.
But it's very cool. And I have to admit that him talking about it, all the backstory and stuff, and the actual geek history lesson that Jason and Ashley did on him, like all the little tidbits of stuff that I'm like, oh my God, I know that now. So
that's cool. Really good.
I'm enjoying it. I'm actually a big fan of Supernatural. So I know a lot of people are like, oh, this is kind of like Supernatural. I see the difference, and
is there a big difference between them?
Maybe because I can see the DC side or the comic side of it versus just it being weird things and evil things and things like that.
Yeah.
Supernatural has evolved from them just chasing this one demon to them basically, defeating, anti-God demon thingies. So it's developed differently. You can tell the rules are different in both scenarios, but they're both, I'm enjoying both of them very, very much. So it's
good.
Cool.
Excellent. All right, Nate, well, you take care of your sick family, and you have a good weekend.
I don't do.
And play some PS4 games.
I will try.
All right, take care, man.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Yep. A question in the chat about are we going to be playing more board games on future episodes of Critical Hit? If you are a VIP member and you are in the October chat, or you can even go back over to members.majorspoilers.com, I told and explained everything that we're doing in the off-season. All the games that we're playing, everything that we're doing in the off season. So if you're a VIP gold member, you can go over and listen to that and get some inside information on everything that goes on at Major Spoilers. And the November live chat, of course, is tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Central Time. So adjust your calendars accordingly, wherever you are in the world. And you can come in and ask anything regarding Major Spoilers. And because you're a gold VIP member, we do answer them and give it to you straight. So for those of you who are gold members, you already know what's going on. If you're not a gold member, keep listening. In fact, I've got to edit. I will tell you that there is a, as you heard last week's episode of Critical Hit, there is another Wrath of Ashardalon chapter that we're going to play this week to kind of wrap up the Wrath of Ashardalon, so you kind of get a big experience. Mason, as you heard, was not interested at all playing another round. I think 2.5 hours of playing with Rob and Brian and Dr. Brad Will kind of wore him out. So I step in and play his character for the second game, and you'll have to tune in to see if we succeed or if we fail in closing that portal that has opened up. 785-727-1939. That's the number that you need to call. We've just got a few more minutes left. And so there's time for at least one more phone call before we wrap it up for today. Before we do wrap it up, though, let me tell you about our good friends Jason and Ashley. They've been mentioned a couple times in the show. They have this amazing Red Shirt Diaries Indiegogo campaign going on for Season 2. As you can tell, they've already reached their base goal, and they are now shooting for stretch goals to get some very cool things going on for this next season, where they're doing, I forget how many total episodes that they want to do in this next one. I thought it was 19, but maybe not. But one of the bonus or stretch goal episodes that they're going to do is do a mock time, which I'm very excited about. So I'm hoping that people can push them up over that amount. It's less than $400 to go to hit $3,600 for that. If they hit $4,200, this is what I'm excited about as well. They've got some really cool stretch goals. They will shoot an episode on Star Trek, the original series bridge set that is in Oklahoma City. So you do want to go check that out. And then they have a bunch of little bits going on. We do know that Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett, who are the Morning Stream people on the Frog Pants Networks, will be doing some voice work in there. And then they have some other people who are going to be involved. You can go check this out over at majorspoilers.com. There's a link to the Star Trek Red Shirt Diaries Season 2 that will take you over to the Indiegogo campaign. And I hope that you consider contributing for their videos, because they're really a lot of fun, and we've enjoyed featuring them on the website over the last couple of weeks, 10 weeks, whatever it's been. And like I said, just get them to that stretch goal where they'll do one more episode of Mock Time would be great if you guys can get them. And they've got, like I said, they funded in 3 days, which is awesome. They still have 23 days left to go. Keep helping these guys, help them get to be funded for these other cool stretch goals. So go check that out. Okay, so my voice is starting to go, and I think we will wrap it up there today. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you for being part of Finally Friday. Sorry, I keep saying that I'm going to get better and I'm going to feel better, and I get up waking up feeling a little good, and then it just goes to hell after that. So thank you again to everyone who is a contributor, everyone who is a VIP member. It's because of you that this show is made possible. And in fact, it's because of our VIPs that we're able to do everything that we are able to do over at majorspoilers.com. That includes 10 podcasts, including the live stream of Finally Friday and Zach Plays. That includes the website and the videos that we do over at Major Spoilers Video on YouTube. And it's all because of you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you're not a contributor, head over to members.majorspoilers.com and at least consider it. Thank you also to everyone who uses the Amazon.com link over at majorspoilers.com. That helps us out quite a bit as well. And until next time that it's finally Friday, I hope you have a great and a wonderful week.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.